This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The federal corruption trial of Rod Blagojevich got underway this week. The scene on the sidewalk outside of Chicago's Dirksen Federal Courts building as the former governor of Illinois arrived for the first day of trial was marked by a good old Chicago scrum.
Any thoughts, Governor?
How are you feeling, Governor?
Great. I feel great.
Mr. Blagojevich is charged with 24 counts of fraud, racketeering, conspiracy, bribery, and extortion, among other charges. Most notable, the accusation that he tried to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by President Barack Obama for personal gain. Joined now to talk about the case from Chicago is NPR's David Shaper, who's covering the trial. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott.
You know, most states would call this the trial of the century. But this happens every few years in Illinois.
The governor, it seems to.
Governor George Ryan was tried and convicted just a few years ago. So help us understand the atmosphere of the trial.
Well, you know, it was a bit circus-like, even though, you know, the political corruption trials keep coming one after another here in Chicago. This one rises to a level that that we've only seen with Governor Ryan just a few years ago, but still circus-like. Governor Blagojevich gets out of the car and tries to walk into the building, but is in full campaign mode. He sees a couple of supporters waving signs and cheering him on, and he goes over and chats with them a little bit, shakes some hands, hugs them. Blagojevich really has never seen a camera he didn't like, so he did surprise us by, once he got inside, saying almost nothing on his way in, and instead left the talking to his wife, Patty Blagojevich. You know, she's been fairly quiet through this whole ordeal, but she's the one who stopped in front of the throng of reporters to thank the people who she says have stood by her husband and her family during what she says has been a terrible time these last 18 months since FBI agents led then-Governor Rod Blagojevich out of their home in handcuffs.
Today is a good day because today is the day that begins a process to correct a terrible injustice that's been done to my husband, our family, and to the people of Illinois. My husband as governor did great things for people, and he continued to fight for them always. My husband is an honest man, and I know that he's innocent.
Now, that was pretty much the most exciting moment. They were led upstairs to the 25th floor courtroom for Judge James Zagel and sat down while the slow, quiet, methodical process of jury selection continues.
So much of what we assume will be offered in evidence, or at least a little of it, I guess, but it's very well known in the public, and we're talking about those wiretap conversations in which Governor Blagojevich allegedly refers to the Senate seat as bleeping golden. Says he's not going to give it away for bleeping nothing.
Right.
But the case is not necessarily as vivid as those transcripts, is it?
Well, some people like to think of it as a slam dunk because, oh, we've got so much on tape. And the federal prosecution has 500 hours of tapes. And they were only taping Governor Blagojevich the last 6 weeks before his arrest, or maybe 7 weeks or so, from basically the end of October of 2008 to the beginning of December. In those conversations, they believe they have a lot of damning evidence about him trying to not just sell the Senate seat, but pressuring certain people for campaign contributions. There's the CEO of Children's Hospital in Chicago, who he's allegedly trying to shake down for a $50,000 campaign contribution and threatening to hold up state funding for that hospital if he doesn't get the money. But as strong as that evidence will be, the case dates back to before he even took office. And the federal prosecution has been able to convince three of his former chiefs of staff to plead guilty to their charges for taking part in this conspiracy to use the office to fund their campaigns illegally and to enrich themselves. And those three are going to provide a lot of evidence in the beginning of the trial as they try to painstakingly kind of lay out this narrative of what went on through the entire Blagojevich administration, not just those final few months.
NPR's David Shaper in Chicago. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.